Wellness Wednesday Weekly. This is your host, Damaris Luce-Mercado. And today we'll be talking about a magnificent project that is in the making, that is traveling the world. It is the Traveling Diary, a sisterhood of stories. This project is created by a magnificent woman, a mom, a tremendous homemaker, entrepreneur, by the name of Kyra Peralt. She is with us here today to talk about this project. And, oh man, Kyra, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So great to hear your voice. Thank you for being here today. What is the Traveling Diary and how did it come about?
Yeah, so it started off as a little experiment that just came from this deep source of curiosity. What happened is that the lockdown happened in New Jersey for the pandemic when New York and New Jersey were hotspots, and Governor Cuomo had announced that New York was shutting down. Governor Murphy said, "We're gonna, you know, give you guys a curfew," and we all started to have to, you know, having to readjust our lives and have the two kids at home. I have a 5-year-old and 2-year-old at home. We just immediately started trying to figure out how we were going to live through this, adjusting our schedules to one another, where if one has a meeting at 2 o'clock, then the other one has to be with the kids and vice versa, doing it all day. And then in the middle of that, there was a lot more cooking I had to do because I was home the whole time. There was a lot of things going on at that time, waiting for a mask to come in the mail so that when we were going out to get groceries and stuff like that, we were all protected. Like, there was just a lot of things happening at once. And I would sit at my computer in this room that I'm in now. I'll describe it to you. It's what I call my Corona bunker. Mm. And what I did is I took a guest room that we had, and I said, maybe I need to just turn that into an office. I don't think anyone's going to be able to come and visit us for a while with this going on. And what I did is I just took the bed and pushed it up against the, stood it up against the wall. So I have this bed that's leaning up against the wall, and I got some blankets and stuff, and I just threw it over it to just make it look better so that it doesn't necessarily look like a bed. And then I just ordered stuff and just decorated all around it and sort of kind of made it like this art piece in the room. And I'm sitting here in this room talking to you right now, and I would feel like a small drop of water falling on my neck at random times. It would fall on my neck, it would fall on my leg. And I look up and I said, whoa, what is this? Is the ceiling leaking? Do we have a leak? Mm. And I would jump and I would say, man, you know, this keeps happening. It happened in different rooms in the house. I thought that something was going on. And then one day I was taking a hot shower and all of a sudden the water felt ice cold. Wow. And that's when I knew I needed to look into this. I looked it up, realized that I was responding to stress, and I had no idea that I was under, I mean, obviously I knew it was stressful, but I had no idea that my body would react this way. And so I said to my husband one night, we were just up talking about what was going on in the world, talking about us. And I said, you know, I wonder what other women in the world are experiencing right now, because you and I are working together. We are supporting each other. We're really in this together as team players. And there's people and situations right now that do not have this type of support. Mm. And I wonder about the women that are in other parts of the world, places I could never get to, places I haven't heard of, people that I never meet. I wonder what's going on in their homes. And I wanted to know about what was going on in their homes in this way, Damaris, that was so, it was so deep. It was like, I wish I could be a fly on the wall. And when I say I wish I could be a fly on the wall, I meant I did not want to hear about it through a documentary. I did not want to hear some rehearsed interview about what's going on in your life. Tell me. I really wanted a raw, authentic interaction with them where I could really understand or get a glimpse into their home. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how can I do that? You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, we're on lockdown, right? Like, you know, and I was just throwing out ideas. And I said, what if I wrote in a book my story and what I'm going through, and I mailed it to another woman and asked her to write in it what she was going through. I wonder if she'd do it and mail it back to me. And I wondered about that. And the answer I got is yes. I presented it at an entrepreneurs group that I went to, and a couple of women, this was my first time there, and a couple of women reached out to me and they were like, I want to talk to you because I want to be on this list to get this book. Mm. And I followed up with them and they got on the list, and I mailed the book to them, and then they told people, and it just kept going until we have a list now where some women won't get the diary until February or March of next year.
Wow.
And there's a diary circulating in Australia, South Africa. There's one going out Friday that will have women from the US, London, Canada, and Turkey in it. And all of that just really happened through word of mouth. And then it's been probably like 3 weeks now, I decided that I would just go ahead and create a landing page. I did write a Medium article about it to explain what it is, but to explain how it started. But what it is basically I took a black and white composition book, and I chose that because in elementary school, when you're first learning how to write, in the States, you know, it just sort of brings back these memories of using big pencils and tracing and learning how to write letters and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember going through the process, definitely coming up through elementary school. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I wanted to give women this nostalgic feeling. Mm-hmm. About writing, because this is all taking place through snail mail. These are handwritten letters. And so I really leaned into that, because I also wanted an experience that was like when you played a record and you sat down and you listened to the crackling sound and you had your quarter on the record player and you read the words to the album. Like, I really wanted to go there with connection. And so I chose that book, and then I wrote in it and I mailed it to the first woman. And how it works is you get the book, you agree to have it for no longer than 3 days. Mm-hmm. You write a story in the book about your now. And you could talk about your dreams, you could cover your hopes, anything that you want to share about life right now. Mm-hmm. You can put that in the book. And then you mail it to the next woman. Mm-hmm. Before you drop it in the snail mail, send photos of your pages, because this is not email. This is not social media.
Right.
We need to be able to track it. Right. If it gets lost in the mail,
right.
We want your story to be saved. So take pictures and then share the pictures of your pages with us. And the book just keeps going. And when the book comes back, it's full of stories from women, a whole lot of women that I don't know. And we get together around this shared experience and meet each other for the first time. Mm. And so right now I am architecting our first gathering, which will take place in December. And everyone that participated on the tour will get the opportunity to meet the other women that wrote in the book. The thing about the book is that when it arrives, it has stories in it of women that wrote in it before it reached you. And you don't get to see what's written in the book afterwards. And so that is something that I think a lot of the women that have participated so far would really love to learn more about is the women that wrote after them, because the people that are participating don't know each other.
Yeah, there's so much that you've said here that I just want to comment on, and I just reflect as you're speaking, because, you know, as a participant in this process, I hear you speak, and it brings up a lot for me as well, and hearing you. And so I just, you know, as you're sharing this story, and our listeners are listening, you know, I have to mention that, you know, I was on that list, right? At the front end of this project happening, or the early part of this project happening. And I said, yes, I want to participate. Let's see what this is all about. I have stories to share, all this stuff, right, that I could think of. And I was on that list, and then kind of forgot about the list, quite honestly. Yeah. And then contacted me, I'd say it was probably a couple months into it almost, and said, hey, because I remember saying, check back with me on the address, because I'm not sure where I'm going to be, who knows where this guy is going to take me. So we checked back in. And then before you know it, I'm receiving this a few days later, a week later, whatever it was. And then I had an injury I was dealing with. And so the story that I thought I was going to wind up sharing, like when we first spoke versus when it was on its way to me. And then by the time I actually was able to get my story into the book was like, three different stories later, right? And sharing an experience that was just so profound and so deep for me. And it was something that I had reflected upon that had happened during my own Wellness Wednesday weekly call over the summer. And of which I'll share, that was just what was an oldest memory that you have, right? I had put that out to the group, and I had reflected upon one of my oldest memories being around my aunt, who's very special to me, who gave me this doll that I still have to this day, and she had given it to me at a time when I was crawling, and it's just a comfort thing for me in my life, right? So I still have that doll. I'm still a very sentimental person, and so I just remember reflecting upon that, and that wasn't the story I was going in with, but it just, the book came at the same time. I had this injury, we shared this memory, and then all of a sudden, you know, she passed that night. And so I was so involved in just kind of processing through that and helping my cousin and her space and so on and so forth, that all of this stuff came up for me and these memories, and, you know, it just kind of expressed that on the pages of your book. But, you know, when you spoke about the women, you know, you can see what people have written before you, right? And you see all the different shares and reflections, and everybody's coming from a different space and different angle and different experience, and just the different handwriting, just all of it is so personal. So there. And then I was wondering, because it was a new book. It felt like a new book that I had received. And I knew that there were so many pages to come and that people were going to be sharing on. And so I was just so curious about that. So you had mentioned that. And so, you know, just all of this process, but, you know, in hearing you speak, and I mean, is this open to the public, that so our listeners can participate in your project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. It is open. I listening to you share, I'll say this. When it arrived and you realized that you were going to write in it a different story than the one you had planned, that's one of the things about it that I think feels magical, mm-hmm. if I could use that word. Because I see the book as a vessel that's going around collecting stories and experiences from women so that it can bring it back around for all of us to be seen and heard.
I mean, this is a tremendous project you have going on, and I really would like to know what your plans are. I mean, do you see an ending point for this project? And, you know, how many diaries have been written in so far? Like, how many books have come back to you, have been completed? How many do you see being completed?
Yeah, so I, at this point, I don't know when we're gonna stop it. I was supposed to stop it after five women, because I originally thought, oh, if I could just get to five women and understand what they were experiencing and being like a fly on the wall in their lives and seeing what they would write. But when it started to go, when it got, you know, when it started to grow and people kept telling others about it, I said, you know, I'm not gonna stop it. I'm just gonna let it go and see what happens. And right. So I'm still at that place where I'm just, yeah, I'm just letting it grow, because it's storytelling to me is like a healer.
Absolutely.
And if we ever needed anything at a time like now, it's a healer. So right now I'm just, you know, I'm letting it grow. I have some ideas about other things I'd love to do with the women involved, but that will have to come after research with them to understand what they want and what value they're extracting from the experience that we could continue to provide. I don't want to just build out something just to build it out. I really wanted this vessel to start and to be created to give them a voice, to for them to just pour into it and then let it come back so that we can all be heard. And so, yes, it is open. It is open to any woman that wants to participate. It's not, you know, it's not just for writers or artists. In fact, you don't even have to be a writer to join. Many of the people that are participating are not writers. They're just everyday women that want to share. If you can write a letter, or if you can get somebody else to write it for you.
Well, yes, I had to get help to do mine, so that was definitely a chore. That really tore me, because I really didn't want to let someone in or dictate to someone to write. It was gonna be in my handwriting, and it was definitely a chore. And I wound up typing it out and doing that. And that took a moment, but. I don't think you need to be a writer. I think just writing in itself, of just being able to release some thoughts and sharing of feelings and whatever you're going through, is very cathartic experience. So whether and that's a diary, right? That's the purpose of a diary, is to share some intimate things that are going on in life, and to be able to release them into this trusted space.
Trusted space.
And so that's what you have going on, and it's just a beautiful thing. Have any of the books been lost, or all of them have come back? How many do you have so far?
So none have been lost. I have four in circulation so far. The fifth one goes out this week. I have five in circulation so far. The sixth one goes out this Friday. None have been lost. I have one that's circulating on its own. I did it just like I said, this all started as an experiment out of curiosity to learn about other women, what they were experiencing. And there's one that's circulating on its own, and women are just getting it and sending it to whoever they want, that's in the other women in their network. And they send a message saying, hey, I got it now, because my email address is in that one, to say, you know, to let me know. It says, let me know when you get it.
That's great.
So they're like, hi, my name is so-and-so. I have the traveling diary now, and I'm going to write it and send it to my friend, you know. that's the best way I'm tracking that one.
Right.
But it's just out there. That one is just out there doing its own thing, which I just love. I just love the experimentation of it all. I love the connectivity of it all. Yeah. And, you know, for anyone that wants to sign up, they can just go to the travelingdiarytour.com.
The travelingdiarytour.com.
Yes.
I love that. I love how all these .coms can be available to us. Like Wellness Wednesday Weekly. I didn't start it out to be a .com, but the domain name was available.
Yay!
I just put it together. So, I'm definitely going to have to link this to the site, link you any other information. How about any other tags you have, social media?
You know, that's funny. I don't have a social media page for the Traveling Diary yet. I do plan to eventually start one, but right now all I have is that landing page. And I do have an article written on Medium about it. So if you look me up on Medium, Kyra Peralt, I have an article there that tells a story about how it started that I shared on this podcast.
Okay, yes, maybe you can share that with me, and we can include that link in the description of this podcast, so our listeners can go back there and find it and see, read your words about this project and anything else you have going on. So quickly, do you have any advice if anyone would want to start a project like this of their own? Not to take away from the Traveling Diary, because this is tremendous. But for me, I started thinking, wow, this brings up so much for me. Like, what if I wanted to collect recipes, or what if I wanted to collect photos, you know, or a drawing or something like that, if somebody wanted to just start small, or maybe within their own family?
Yeah.
Quick thoughts or words or advice, you know, that you would give to someone.
Yeah. It's don't overthink it. Just do it. Yeah. Just do it. It cost me less than $10 to order a pack of black and white notebooks, and get them and put them in a package and put them in the mail, and that's it. And I think that a lot of ideas, if we just do them with what we have, just start from where you are. Don't overthink it. Just do it with what you got. I think that there's so much in that alone to learn from.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much for saying that, because I think that sometimes we can stop ourselves from doing certain things if we overthink them, and the numbers and all sorts of other thoughts come in the way, and we just got to get out of our own way of doing things. So, you know, I thank you so much for coming on and talking about this project. Once again, The Traveling Diary, A Sisterhood of Stories with Kyra Peralt. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Today. And I look forward to seeing you soon, right? Because there's like a virtual component to this project, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, speak to that real quick before we close out. This project that we need to know about. Yes.
Yeah. So I will be bringing everyone together virtually, so that you can meet each other. And I want to make sure that I have some other things cleared and structured well on my side, as I, you know, because this has become bigger than what I had intentioned. When I first started out, I thought I would only get 5 women. So you'll get an invite to a gathering. It's virtual. I won't give away all the things that I have planned for that gathering because it's a surprise.
Right, right, right.
But I can say that it rounds up the tour so that all the people that participated in the book get to see each other, connect with each other, and interact in a way that builds upon the experience they've all shared together.
This is absolutely phenomenal, and I cannot wait. And I'm so glad that I'm participated and that I'm a part of this project. And I just really want to express to people that if you'd like to be part of this, go to her landing page, check it out, see what she is all about, and get on the book bandwagon and share your story. So we all have stories to share, and
yes,
thank you once again for coming
thank
on
you.
Here today. And once again, thank Wellness you. Wednesday Weekly, our budding podcast, Kyra Peralt. Love you much.
Love you. Thank you so much.
We will be connecting again soon.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Ciao for now.
This is your host, Damaris Luce Mercado. Check us out on our budding site, WellnessWednesdayWeekly.com.